following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online.
Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I'm a foolish cardinal.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now, here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
Oh, there was some baseball game?
Yeah, I think there was a baseball game.
Oh.
I tell you what, I watched the last two of them. That was really good.
Eh.
Just when you think baseball's dead, dude, they come out and do something like this. That game six was terrific. I got to be honest with you, I was watching The Daily Show, and when The Daily Show was over, I flipped over and I said, you know what, the Rangers should have won by now. I'll flip over and watch them all jumping up and down and dumping champagne on each other. Wow. And sure enough, I got to watch the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th inning of that game.
Yeah, and that was all awesome, but I mean, it's like as soon as the Cardinals made the playoffs, you knew what was going to happen.
Well, I did. I told you. You don't let Tony La Russa anywhere near the trophy, man. He's going to come home with it.
Well, and so will the Cardinals.
You know, what the hell happened? Didn't we talk to God last week? We should have asked him what was going to happen in St. Louis this week. My God. They win, the Rams win, the Rams win. Jay Feely beats the Saints.
Well, Steven Jackson beat the Saints.
No, I'm going to stick with Jay Feely.
Okay. I guess that's more fun. Yeah, that is a lot more fun. I'm Tom. He's John. It's the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, show number 189. Congratulations to the St. Louis Cardinals, your World Series champions.
Yeah, I noticed on the Gridiron Challenge thing that 10% of the people in America picked the Rams to win that game. Who are these retards that picked the Rams to win that game? Seriously, what the hell? Who is it?
People like Sid Luckman, probably.
Well, yeah, what was the spread? Was it like 13.5, something like that?
It was pretty high.
Okay, but how could you not take it?
I know.
Jeez.
I know. Hell, Dallas just beat them 34-7.
Oh, well, you know, now we're talking about also-rans. We really are now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Devin, hey, that's the total between the two of our teams this weekend. God.
I hate football!
I hate football!
All right, coming up, I don't even want to talk about it. It was ugly, we got our ass kicked, and that's that, and so did you. So, coming up, Donovan, Don't Blame Me, McNabb.
Yeah.
Chris Cooley has seen some serious junk. Another porn star, another handful of athletes.
Oh, a handful. I get it.
We're going to call Matt Millen.
Oh, good.
Haven't talked to Matt for a while, and a lot more coming up. And as I mentioned, Sid Luckman, he is leading the Gridiron Challenge, first place.
This is getting
over
old.
On ESPN.
We need to galoolie him.
Yeah, right. In second place is Ahoy Annoy, the Annoy, the 32nd of Wales, all that. Yeah. Alf Ramsey's Porn Dungeon in third, the Mitten Men Returner fourth, and there's my wife at fifth, Danny's Boys. I'm in 35th, you're in outer space.
I am, I'm way out there. I'm out here with Comic Kahutek and me are making picks this year. I mean, I put Hasselbeck in the game this week, I tried to do something desperate.
That's desperate. Pigskin Pick'em Top 5, Christ Chin, Rusty Psychotic Rant, The Mitten Men Return, The Gay Agenda, and you are now tied with Wee All the Way Home.
There we go. See, now I've caught up with Chad McGee there.
Well, I had a horrible week. I only got four right, and I dropped to seventh.
Damn. What did you get beat on? You must have picked the Saints, didn't you?
I picked the Saints. And the Cowboys.
Tripped up a lot of people. The Cowboys, damn, I didn't do that. Not Andy Reid coming off a bye. Are you kidding?
Well, I mean, I was getting points.
Yeah, I know, but they didn't do you much good, did they?
No, didn't do me any good at all.
Dude, what's up with Laurent Robinson, man? I mean, all of a sudden down there, he's turning into a wide receiver.
He was a stud in St. Louis before he got hurt. I keep telling you that.
I got him on one of my fantasy teams. He's the only thing that did anything for me this week.
Right. Hey, by the way, on the Pigskin Pick'em and the Gridiron Challenge over there on ESPN where we run those, there's a little message board thing on the side.
Right.
People post stuff, and there was a post on there this last week from MJF, and it said, congrats to the Knox City Greyhounds on their 92-54 win over Gordon.
92-54. What, Gordon only showed up with four players?
And it said, the Greyhounds are now 4-4, John. That means they've won four in a row.
Yeah.
You tell them, Diva.
Yeah.
That might be enough to go all the way to the state title of 6-on-6 football.
And I say, what? Woo! The smile from ear to ear.
Right.
92 points. Oh, my God. I saw something on Yahoo today about a high school team that scored 90-some points, but I think that was actually 11-on-11. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, they're rolling now. Yeah, you're doing it. Who was the MVP in that game, Diva Lover?
Austin Velmont.
Course Lover!
Ryan Lidsma.
My God, we are ready for the football!
All six of us.
Right.
Oh, God. They didn't tell us that it was flag football. They're all out there with yellow waist belts around. Oh, man. 92 points. Diva Lover might have had a heart attack.
I know.
Jumping up and down.
I don't know how much.
How do he has time to go to these football games with all the shout outs he does lately?
Well, I don't know. I was just going to say, I hope he was there for the game.
Yeah, I mean, I see all these shout-outs that he's doing. Honest to God, Tom, I'm starting to feel a bit like a whore, man. Like, we got ours just because we paid for it. Actually, we didn't pay for it, but we had put our request in. We weren't special to him. We were no more special than, you know, Dipsy Doodle's frickin' Sporting Goods or whoever else he did a shout-out for last week.
Right, he's just pimping himself out.
Yeah, Chad, what's up with that, man? Don't be using us like a piece of tissue.
Bang! Cartoon!
Yeah, don't be no. We're nothing but a piece of Kleenex to him, Tom.
Yeah.
Of course, to him, a Kleenex is the love of his life. Hey, speaking of tissues and loving the tissues, we've got a porn star on the show this week, don't we? So let me get this straight. So right now we've got Tilliard driving around in his little three-wheeled car up in the north of England there thinking about, oh, my goodness, this is going to be a porn star. Goodness gracious. Right? And now we've got Chad McGee down there with his pickup truck with chicken feathers flying out of the back. Oh, we're going to talk about a porn star. Hot dang.
Like a horny little bitch.
Yeah. We're going to be a bunch of panty-sniffing fools. You know, no matter what he drives, there's chicken feathers coming out of the back of it, right? It doesn't matter what he has. He could drive a brand new Volkswagen Beetle off the lot and chicken feathers will come out the back window. I like this car. Look, it come with a sunflower. Sounds like one of the parties he used to get to go to when he was a football player for the Knox City Greyhounds. Oh my God! They walk around with a couple of Long Neck Lone Star beers, pointing at the hens they like. I like that one. What do you think of that one?
I have seen it with my own eyes.
Oh God! Well, we're off track, aren't we?
Oh yeah, let's move on. That's good stuff, man. All right, Donovan McNabb sat down with Andrea Kramer on ESPN, did an interview.
Again?
Yeah.
Really? Donovan, it's starting to get old. Methinks the bitch doth complain too much.
Well, I think he must have listened to our show last week and didn't like what he heard.
Well, screw him. He doesn't like anything he ever hears. You know, every time he hears something, it's not his fault, is it?
Well, you know, all we did, we were just a messenger.
That's right. We're just a messenger,
Tom. Was being said about him. And then Andrea Kramer, well, what do you know? She sits down and asks him about the things that we said.
Reports have surfaced that Donovan McNabb, his work ethic is off.
Right.
And this is not just in Minnesota. This is a carryover from Washington. What do you have to say to these reports?
It's total BS. And even last year,
total BS.
I was one of the first ones in the building and the last to leave. And the same here. I'm upstairs after watching film and going through meetings, and I'm eating dinner with coaches. And then going back and watching more film. But for something like that to come out is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, Tom. It's ridiculous.
Somebody, John, somebody is lying.
Look, I just can't get over the fact that this man that graduated from Syracuse can't say ridiculous. Did he go to Syracuse University or did he go to Syracuse? It's ridiculous, Tom. It's just ridiculous. How come, you know, I'm not the last one in the building and the first one to leave, even though that is exactly what they said you are?
Right. That's
what
I'm saying.
It's not like they inferred anything differently.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody is lying.
Right. Now, see, here's the thing, Tom. This is the thing about fan guys like us. When it comes to a guy like T.O., who we're both fans of, Ed Werder's full of crap. But we're willing to believe this stuff.
You're right.
And that's the way it should be, baby. We aren't analysts. Well, we are not here to tell you and to teach our football knowledge.
Well, John, if you don't believe him, McNabb says, just ask anyone.
Have you ever been late for meetings?
Never.
Practice?
Never. But just people from the outside listening, sources said that he's not putting in that time to be a top-tier quarterback. Well, just come to Minnesota, you know, pack up your big jacket and your headwear and come watch me.
Yet, interestingly, no teammates have come out to support you.
Well, has anybody been asked?
Well, it usually doesn't take someone to be asked, does it?
No one's going to bring it up unless they're asked. Just ask any of them. They'll tell you.
They'll tell you, John. Just pack up your big jacket and your headwear, John. That's all you need.
Pack up your big jacket, Tom, and your headwear. Headwear? What the? Headwear. It's a hat, you stupid idiot. It's a hat. Put on your big galoshes. Come on up here. And just ask anybody. Ask anybody. Ask the guy down at the diner. Hey, is Donovan McNabb ever late for meetings? Hell if I know. He's always here for the omelets.
And, of course, John, there was a bunch of games they should have won.
I thought it was all in hand right here. You know, we have the best running back in the game.
Right.
An offensive line that has done great things over the years. Mm-hmm. A defense that has been ranked in the top 10 every year. Those are things that I looked at, and I was very excited about this opportunity.
Very excited.
Did it work out? I mean, it's not over.
Why not? So why not? Why didn't it work out here?
Well, I mean, everyone focuses on my position, and I'm the one that either gets the most credit or the most blame. We should be sitting here. I'd be sitting here at about... What, 4-3? 5-2? Whatever.
Oh, they should be 5-2, John.
They should be 5-2, Tom. But you see, what he fails to take into account is that he's now in Minnesota. And up there, they have an affinity for Gophers. So if you throw the ball into the ground, you're going to piss them off. They don't like that. They don't like that.
Right.
Don't be throwing it to Gophers. He should be starting, Tom. He, you know, everything is just against him. He's the only one that understands.
That's what he says here.
I think that we have a better chance of winning with Christian Ponder, a quarterback, than Donovan McNabb.
That's something I think that provides support for Christian from the other guy.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But if you look at what we were doing, I mean, statistically, I wasn't playing bad. Wasn't turning the ball over. Offensively, we were averaging 20-plus points or so. You know, but there's a lot of things that go into that. And, you know, when you draft a young guy first round, and you're 1-5.
Oh.
Obviously, everyone wants to see the younger guy, the so-called spark. It's unfortunate.
Do you think that he provides a spark that you can't at this point?
Well, no. But, I mean, he's a young guy. The fans got a little excited for the time being. It's unfortunate what happened in the game against Green Bay. But it was kind of the same pattern, you know, of what's been going on.
Oh, the fans. The fans wanted him in the game, John. That's what it is.
That's all it is, Tom, because, you know, that so-called spark that he provided for them that won them that football game doesn't really exist. And when you ask him if he can provide the same thing, what does he say? No. But, of course, you know what? The thing that I liked, the first line of that was that, you know, that's just to help Christian feel better about himself. If this was a political discussion, You can bet Rush Limbaugh would be all over it. He's talking about fluffing Christians. This isn't right. Now, I bring that up because somebody wrote us a letter about Donovan McNabb and Rush Limbaugh. So we'll get to that later on. That'll just give you something to tease
with. Yes. I remember that well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, somebody's thinking Rush sounds vindicated these days.
Well, I tell you what. Let's change subjects here. Michael Irvin.
Oh.
Doing a play call. Well, I guess he's reviewing a play.
This is why Michael Irvin can't be a color analyst in the NFL. This is why he's not allowed to do play-by-play of any kind.
But we have a new sound effect for Michael
Irvin. A couple
Irvin
of them.
Now.
Hey, they come. They've just sent four. Arizona can't pick them up, but they do not. Hey, Kevin Cobb doesn't see him. Let's the ball go. No timing. Hits the tight end in the head. Boop, ball's in the air. Interception.
There it is.
Boop, 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 boop.
We got two of them. We got and boop. That was a boop play. Well, see, this is my point. This is just one play being called in which we had a little bit of a rush on Kevin Cobb. He throws it to the tight end. It goes up in the air and gets intercepted. And we get two sound effects out of it, and he doesn't right. That's why he can't be on, you know, in the booth.
Right. I wish he was in the booth. Can you imagine how great would that be?
Be terrific. Joe Buck wouldn't know what to do.
I'm an analyst. I'm supposed to teach. I'm supposed to share my experiences and give my knowledge. Boop, 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 boop.
I can see him in class with it written on the board, B-O-O-P. This is what it means when the tight end popped a ball up in the air. Boop, boop, boop. when you're going across the middle, you can't be boop.
If you're, you know what, real quick, if you're new to the show, since I just happen to have the Michael Irvin soundboard up, if you're new to the show, here's just real quick. These are the Michael Irvin sound effects that we have gathered.
Dagger.
Capitulation.
It was a
and there you go. I played every one of them.
God,
every
man.
One of them.
I think my favorite is the wah wah wah. That's my favorite of all of them.
Wah wah
wah. Oh, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. We love some Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
So that's why he can't be a color analyst, Tom. That's what he does on the replay.
Chris Cooley.
Right.
Chris Cooley. He plays football with a bunch of men.
Well, we're not going to make fun of him for getting put out by a cornerback for the rest of the season, right?
Oh, no. We have much better things to make fun of than that.
We've gotten above that, right?
Yes. All right, so Chris Cooley, tight end from the Washington Redskins. Just before we get to the best part of this, a couple of things real quick. Apparently Joe Theismann likes to hang out on the practice field with the team.
He does. He's always at camp, but I didn't know this part
and
of
that's,
it.
And that's, you know what? He's forever a Redskin, and I get that.
Sure.
That's cool. It's just funny. He like really gets into it, of course. According to Cooley, or listen to this.
I want to be like Joe Theismann,
right?
Where I can go in the locker room and say, "Hey, Brad, I need a jock, I need a pair of shorts, I need a shirt, right. I'm going to watch practice." Which he literally does every time he comes and watches practice.
And you want to be on that level.
He goes out and he can hang out with the team.
He wears all the gear?
Hell yeah.
Joe does?
To practice? He was in the locker room changing in a jock this year. I turned around and I said, "What is Joe doing?
What's he going to go suit up and play?
To watch practice, he needs a jock." That's getting into it, man. That's getting into it. I need a jock and a pair of shorts, so I'm going to go watch practice. Yeah, you know what? Joe Theismann's my favorite quarterback of all time. Anybody don't like it, up yours. I'm sure he beat your team plenty of good times. And now if he wants to wear a jock and walk around the sidelines, he's fine by me.
Yeah, you let him.
I think he should have a bigger role with our football team, but he doesn't.
He probably will eventually.
I hope so. I like Joe. I think he's a good guy.
Although he probably should do it now. He doesn't need to do any more television.
He could probably start right now for us at quarterback, for God's sakes. He has plenty of experience in getting his leg broken. I know that. Oh my God.
You know, Chris Cooley, he's a prankster and a jokester, and one way he likes to freak out his teammates is this.
If you want to freak guys out at Redskins Park, like a Saturday morning,
right?
Not a serious day, there'll be a couple guys in the hot tub. Just go cannonball naked.
Cannonball into the hot tub naked.
Dan Snyder's in there. Holy smokes, did you see that? My God.
Well,
like Godzilla fell into the harbor. I feel inadequate. Get me the hell out of here.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, feeling inadequate, and did you see that? Chris Cooley's he's evidently seen a lot of penis, John.
You know, when you play football for as long as I have, you do see a lot of those.
It's true. Pecker.
Well, it's true. You know what? I'll tell you what. Those of you that are in the military, you know exactly what he's talking about. You can't help it. You walk in the shower, there's 40 other guys in there. You can't help it.
Yeah, you look around, you see
cock.
Pecker.
Penis.
Cock.
Pretty much. There's a picture of me floating around somewhere on this planet that was taken to me in basic training. They came running in the shower and handed me this sign that says, we'll do, oh, God, I don't even remember. We'll pose for pictures for food or something. And I held it over my dick and stuck my hand out, and they took my picture.
I want it.
You want it? God, what are you going to tell your parents? It's out there somewhere. Oh, what was the guy's name? His name was Kevin. Kevin, if you're out there and you're listening, and you'll know who I am.
Yeah, Kevin, anyway. One day John's going to be rich and famous, and you'll want to have that picture.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, fuck. Apparently, in Washington, there is no bigger penis than one Jabbar Gaffney.
I've never worn a jock.
You never have?
Never.
And Jabbar Gaffney's not wearing a jock.
There's nothing... There's artificial in the jock.
There's no jock that can hold him.
Yeah, you're probably right. You need to go to the equipment guy.
Can I ask you this delicately, and you can dodge it? Is Jabbar should he be the proudest guy on the team, or are there guys that are more proud, that have more to offer?
This is a delicate question.
Yeah, it is.
He's a proud man.
Is he in the top three?
He's beyond proud.
Right.
So, and now I'm not saying that in a bad way.
Crazy.
I'm saying that in a...
That's an amazing one.
Like, you don't want to look at guys in the shower. You don't... I mean, no one tries to...
Right.
D-watch.
Right.
But you walk by for the first time.
D-watch.
And I know that a lot of guys said this. I know a lot of guys in the locker room came to me and said, like, ask him what's going on. Because they thought I'd ask him. Like, I walk by for the first time in the shower, I'm like, no. Wait, what is that?
What is that? It's like Japanese tentacle porn, I guess, Tom, is this thing squirming around on the floor. This was when Chris Cooley was on the Logo Channel, I guess.
He was on with the Sports Junkies on The Fan in Washington, D.C. there.
Yeah, who I'm not a fan of, by the way. And those are not our sound effects being added to that. We would do it in a much more tasteful way.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Penis. Penis.
So Jabbar Gaffney is the man, huh? He's the biggest dick in Washington, which is saying a lot.
Well, yeah, and you know, okay, John wanted to go on a field trip. We haven't done a Bang Cartoon field trip in a while. And so he gives me the link to the video, and it's Jabbar Gaffney, and they're zoomed in on his junk on television, and it's... Friggin'
see, they're trying to zoom in on the quarterback. It's just that Gaffney is standing in the way. So send the people to the link. Go ahead, type in Jabbar Gaffney boner. We'll wait for you.
Yeah, on YouTube, Jabbar Gaffney boner. And if you know, I'm like, I don't need to see that again. I mean, this thing is it's
nothing more but a big, fancy, large controsity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I should say, those of you that are secure in your sexuality, go ahead and type it in. If you're worried about it, then you better not.
I'm not. I it was there. I don't need to see it again.
Can you imagine right now, Cotillard's mother's walking in the room. John, here's your underwear. Oh my God! Oh my God! You should never be watching this American football.
And then later, she's hugging him. She still loves
it's
him.
It's okay. I'll love you no matter what. So this is why you like the Buccaneers, eh?
John's going to get an eye patch and some silk scarves for Christmas.
Here you go. And I got your membership to that club.
Oh. Oh, my God. So I guess some of y'all have watched the video by now, right? Look, I'm watching the Redskins play this week. He catches a crossing pattern, and I'm thinking, how the hell can he run? There's no way he can keep. No wonder he has no yards after the catch. You can't run with that damn thing. Oh, my God. I remember like 5 years ago in this show, we were talking about the fact that almost all the players now seem to be wearing absolutely nothing under these skin-tight pants.
Right.
And now here we come full circle. We now have proof that Jabbar Gaffney is a freak that belongs in a museum.
All right.
That's how he gets on the team,
right? We need to take a break.
Yeah, we do.
Coming up, speaking of seeing a lot of penis, adult film star B.B. Jones. She's been hanging out with an NFL player and an NHL player and an MLB player, too.
I think she's going round the horn, Tom.
Yeah. little diss to Jerry Jones by Lance Armstrong. Again, we're going to call Matt Millen, email, all that coming up.
Bang! Bang! I'd like to do something called baseball and football. And it, thank you. That's nice. Because these two activities are so much a part of us, and yet they're so different. Baseball is pastoral, 19th century. Football is technological, 20th century. Baseball is played on a diamond in a park, the baseball park. Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, War Memorial Stadium. In baseball, you wear a cap. In football, you wear a helmet. Baseball has a seventh inning stretch. Football has a 2 minute warning. Baseball has no time limit. We don't know when it's going to end. We might have extra innings. Football is rigidly timed, and it will end even if we have to go to sudden death. Football is based on downs. What down is it? Baseball is based on ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. In football, you get a penalty. In baseball, you make an error. Whoops. In baseball, in the stands, there's kind of a picnic feeling, you know? Emotions may run high, but there's not that much unpleasantness. In football, in the stands, you can be sure that at least 27 times during the game, you were capable of taking the life of a fellow human being. Preferably a stranger. And to sum this up, the object of the game is quite different. The object of the game in football is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line. In baseball, the object is to go home. Ta-da!
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your website web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Yesterday, two Carolina Panther cheerleaders were engaging in sexual activity inside a bathroom stall when they became entangled in a catfight with a third woman. Both cheerleaders were arrested and spent the night in a women's prison. We here at the NFL would just like to say, awesome. The NFL. You ain't gonna see crazy-ass stuff like that in baseball.
Hi, this is Carmen Luvana from ClubCarmen.com, and you are listening to John and Tom from the Sexy Fan Cartoon Radio Hour.
And now Big Ben, in the victory formation, touches the knee, and what a performance! Not only by this team, this crowd was a factor. That's the end of the game. Final score, Pittsburgh 25, New England 17.
Okay, before you get too excited, no, Big Ben is not the player involved with the porn star.
Oh, that really?
That would have been fun. Since he just got... Oh. Since he's getting married or just got married, Ben?
Which, yeah, I would have a feeling that if Ben was involved with a porn star, it was because he put her in the movie. Hey, I got. Come right. Here, Katie. I'll make you a star. Come here.
Had one of his bodyguards videotape it or something.
Hey, man,
I wonder is he still the only Steeler that has to pay cover charge to clubs in Pittsburgh because he's such a jerk?
Man, I got to give them props, man. They played a great game against the Patriots.
They did, and they're starting to come into their own, I think, this season. And really,
always,
the Patriots' pass defense is their Achilles heel, man. They are terrible stopping the pass, and it's all a matter of whether or not Tom Brady can keep up with it. You know, what you were saying last week about the fact that the Colts, because I said that the Colts, oh, Peyton Manning goes out, but that he's not the one that's, you know, not playing defense. And you made the point that, okay, but Peyton Manning comes in and he puts points up on the board and he gives them a chance to rest. Or, if he doesn't give them a chance to rest, he puts points up that they can defend. When Brady's unable to do that, what's going to happen to the Patriots?
Right.
They're gonna die. They can't stop any kind of pass, man.
Right.
They can't even do things. I mean, did you see their onside kick?
Oh, my gosh. That was a flub.
If only they'd had, like, video of the opposing team's onside kick coverage, maybe they could have done it better, but since they didn't, their stupid kicker didn't know how to kick it 10 yards. yeah.
Yeah, most of you know what that means. We'll leave it at that.
So are the Steelers the power in the AFC?
Well, you know, of course, Bill Belichick was asked after the game what was wrong. And Bill went into a very detailed explanation of why the Patriots lost the game.
We need to play better offense. We need to play better defense. We need to play better special teams. We need to coach better. We need to play better.
There you go.
Really? Well, I'm not sure I caught all that, Tom. What was that, Tyrell? Yeah. Say that again.
We need to play better offense. We need to play better defense. We need to play better special teams. We need to coach better. We need to play better.
At this point, he doesn't even care, right? He's just like, you know what? I'm just going to say this crap to these assholes and then be done with it. Isn't that kind of what you're getting out of that?
They're like an itch on his ass.
Right,
you just
exactly.
Stick your finger on it and scratch it, you know. It's a whole organizational thing. We got to play offense better, defense better, special teams better, got to coach better.
It's a
joke. Got to guys need to drive better. Valet parking needs to park better. Birds in the park need to fly better. The janitor needs to clean up better. The groundskeeper needs to grow better grass. Mr. Crash Page needs to Philly scotch faster. Scotch has to taste better. Everybody in the organization, everybody not in the organization, needs to do everything they do better. Guys, and then change their oil every 3,000 miles. Women need feminine protection. We all need more fiber in our diet. Your boss wants a good article, so you got to think better, you got to type better, you got to use your thesaurus better, right?
Jesus. Okay, so one New England Patriot, Rob Gronkowski, you know, that the Patriots had bye week.
Right, right.
He left and went back to Arizona where he played college football.
I'll be honest with you.
What?
There have been times when I've eaten too much cheese where I've actually said, Rob Gronkowski, trying to get things to move the next day.
Well, he went back to Arizona to unwind, and it looks like he had a pretty good time. because there was a picture on Twitter of him standing here with no shirt on. And in front of him is this lovely blonde girl wearing his jersey.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. Well, we know he's not gay, don't we?
Right. He's no Troy Aikman.
Did I just hear that come out of Tom's mouth? Oh, my God. Everyone write down on your calendar, where were you and what were you doing? Mrs. Tilliard is searching John's wall for posters of this Troy Aikman. Which one is he?
Anyway, the picture on Twitter was tweeted by one BB Jones, triple X porn star.
Triple X porn star. Now, what is a double X porn star, Tom? Have we ever decided that?
I think those are the ones you see on Cinemax.
Oh, really? So that we see the covers going up and down, and we're just supposed to assume we know what's going on.
All right, I got two stories here about this. The first one says that BB Jones tweeted the picture and one other photo of herself and the man she called her favorite football player.
Oh.
And it's gotten all around, much like Miss Jones.
Miss Jones apparently is.
She said she also said she had a lot of fun with Paul Bissonnette of the Phoenix Coyotes.
Well, might as well have some fun with them. The NBA guys, you know how they are. Well, they're all black, right? From what I've heard.
You know,
I think Jabbar Gaffney's black, right?
What's that?
Jabbar Gaffney's black, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. The stereotype is fulfilled.
Now, this girl's been in a couple of pretty big movies. One's called The Crib. The other's called Babysitters 2.
Oh, Babysitters 2. Now, that, I understand, was a very large budget operation, wasn't it, Tom?
Okay, so she goes on, I guess, is it Toucher or Toucher and Rich Show on WDZ, the sports hub in Boston?
Okay, good guys. Toucher and Rich.
Yep.
Toucher
yep.
and Rich. Toucher yep. and Rich. Yep. Whatever.
I don't know how they say that.
Somebody call him up and make us our buddy.
She was on their show, and they asked her which professional athletes she'd been with, and she replied that most of them were married.
Well, of course.
All right, so now she says
were any of them women?
Oh, I didn't say. I'd like to hear about that female athlete.
So they didn't pry, is what I'm getting from this. They felt that wasn't. Oh, well, we're not going to pry. So who have you fucked? Oh shit! Let's strike that. I haven't cussed all the way up to that point. So who have you screwed?
Well, apparently she did not do anything with Rob Gronkowski, and here she is talking about Gronkowski.
My friends just invited me over, and we're all hanging out, and he's like this huge dude. I'm like,
huge?
I didn't know who he was, so I asked him what he did, you know, for work, and he told me. I was like, oh, that's cool. It was like me and like six or seven other guys and him. I ended up watching, like, one of my movies. I mean, nothing happened. It was just, like, he's very polite, and he's such a gentleman, so he wasn't, like, a creeper or anything.
Oh, he was a gentleman, John.
I asked him what he did for work, because, you know, if he was the guy that fixed the copy or you know, cleaned the pool, we could really have some fun.
I like this. You know, we end up watching one of my movies. I'm over there with six guys and him.
Right. Six or seven guys and him, and we end up watching one of my movies. Was she looking? Right. Was she looking to get gangbanged?
It's amazing. You know, guys are interested in my career, Tom.
Right.
It is such a sign of respect. We've come a long way, baby.
So wait a minute. So the scenario, it sounds to me, if I'm a, you know, cynical kind of guy, that six guys show up with the porn star and her movie, and Rob Gronkowski, the NFL player, hey, we got an investment idea for you. Come here. Why don't you invest in this little coos right here? maybe Mark Brunell sent him over. I read today, dude, he has gone through $50 million.
Oh, my God.
He's retiring this year because he's got to take a job selling medical supplies in September.
Wow.
Yeah, so maybe that's what they were trying to do with Gronkowski. Maybe that's how they got Brunel's money, man. They were like, why don't you back this girl here? Watch her. She's going to have a great career.
Okay, so nothing happened, she said. And
right.
She did get the picture with him, and she said he was okay. Apparently, he has apologized to Robert Kraft in the New England Patriots organization because this picture of him with the porn star wearing his jersey ended up on Twitter.
Robert Kraft. Hey, buddy boy, why don't you, you didn't give me your phone number? Well, you owe me an apology, boy.
Since you weren't man enough to bang her yourself, I'll have to give her a call.
Rob Gronkowski, Tom, he was such a gentleman. You know, he was all like, do you do anal? And I was like, oh, that is so sweet. Because, you know, like most guys, they don't even ask. You know, especially in a gangbang. And I was like, you know, my mouth was full, so I just kind of pointed. And, you know, he knew what I meant, Tom. It was so sweet. We, like, connected on a level so much deeper than a double penetration. It was like so, he was so gentle. I hardly even noticed all the other dicks that were in me. Afterwards, he handed me a towel, and I was like, oh, that is so sweet. Oh, my God. I said, let me take a picture with your jersey. Wait. Let me mop up first.
Well, she said she was okay with the picture. He was okay with her putting the picture up on Twitter.
I asked him if I could have a picture with them, and he said, yeah. And then he was like, wait, put on my jersey. I said, okay. And then we were taking pictures, and then I asked him if I could put on my Twitter because, you know, some athletes, you know, wouldn't want that, you know, since I do adult films. They don't want to be, like, associated with that. He was really cool with it because I had more Twitter followers than him.
Yeah, he was going to gain social media attention.
Yeah, you know, I had to think about whatever it was good for my career because, you know, I hear his coach is a cheater. I don't want to be associated with him. So I had to ask, can I put this on Twitter? You think your boss is going to say anything?
Well, they didn't even end up swapping phone numbers or anything. And
what do you think? Belichick probably had to chew him out for that.
It says they had to part company in the early evening because Gronkowski and his buddies were headed to a nightclub and Jones is not 21.
Oh, he was going to a nightclub and I was going to a gangbang. My 40th movie, turning 20.
She's not even 21 years old, man.
No kidding. No kidding. She was going over to Mark Jamura's house.
I've got to find a tight end that'll bang me. I'm so horny. I've got to find a tight end that doesn't mind if he can't buy me a beer.
Yeah, but that didn't do her any good. She was too old for Jamura.
Oh, yeah, really, Chimera said you can grow some hair. Get out of here. You got pubes? No, thank you.
So she said, and in fact, she repeated herself, because I didn't have the audio of her saying it, that nothing happened. She goes, and let me be very clear so there's no misunderstanding. I really, 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 really wish something would have happened. And she said, I guess she gave Toucher and Rich her phone number. And asked them to give it to Rob, and she'd really like him to call. So if you're listening, Rob, BB would love to see you.
I did everything I could to try to entice him. I took a whole candelabra and stuck it down my throat. He might be gay. He didn't get it. When he said, let me wear your jersey, it was because I had taken off my top and was flopping my boobies in his face. And he was like, let's take a picture of you put on my shirt.
Well, apparently whatever she did worked on Paul Bissonnette.
Phoenix Coyotes, Paul Bissonnette, is very funny on Twitter. He has a trillion followers. Now, you were hanging out with him a couple weeks ago, right?
You know, and I did screw him, and he denied it. He didn't, but I totally did.
Oh, so you're saying you did sleep with Paul Bissonnette of the Phoenix Coyotes, and he denies that.
Yeah.
I did sleep with him, and he denied it.
He denies it, Tom, because it was a charity event. We were trying to raise money to build the electric fence for Herman Cain. And he denies it. And I was like, you were 10th or 11th in line. I don't remember, but like he totally denied it. And I said, I don't even know you. And I was like, whatever. You were right after Larry Fitzgerald and right before the mayor.
Well, he wasn't the only one either.
What other movie stars and athletes have you been with?
Dan Ugla.
Dan Ugla, Boston Red
Dan
Sox,
Ugla.
Right?
Jeez. They probably had to show her his paycheck before she...
Ugla, I don't even want to see somebody named Ugla.
So she comes up with Dan Ugla. Huh? I wonder who else.
Well, the Cleveland Indians.
That was last Tuesday.
The Chicago Blackhawks. The Atlanta Braves. I like to get in touch with my Native American spirit, so I bang as many guys on those teams as I can. Oh, the Redskins. I thought I was sitting on a park bench and I banged Jabbar Gaffney by accident.
All the Redskins, there's 53 of them. How long did that take?
It didn't take that long, for God's sakes. They can't protect the quarterback. It was over in no time. And he's a Mormon. Oh my God. There was a big fight because Rex Grossman tried to come on me and it hit somebody else. And then
Jeff Beck the Mormon. I wish my quarterback was Jeff Beck. At least I could listen to him jam while he's getting smashed.
Oh, there you go. BB Jones. She's a cutie.
She is a cutie. You can go look her up on YouTube right now. And, well, you know, better make sure there's nobody looking.
All right. Let's see here. Just real quick, there was a tweet on Sunday night after the Cowboys-Eagles game, if you call that a game.
It was a game?
From Lance Armstrong.
Oh. Lance Armstrong, the ball-less wonder? Mr. I cheated to beat the French?
He said, quote, "If I had a few hundred million bucks, I'd buy the Dallas Cowboys, then get the hell out of the way."
Oh. A direct call-out to Mr. Jerry Jones.
Yes! And a call-out!
So now we have Diva Lover 159 and Lance Armstrong leading the charge.
Jerry Jones!
Yes.
Right.
God dang it. Look here. I ain't going to listen to no god dang upset of people or nothing, especially when one of them can't see his balls and the other one ain't got but one of them.
Are you kidding me, Jerry?
Not yet, fat boy.
Oh.
We're sick of it.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, I'm thinking of dumping Felix Jones. Team's going nowhere. Well, you know, we know one team that's going somewhere, and that is Joe Paterno's Penn State Nittany Lions, who, congratulations, are in order. And you know that.
You coach as long as Joe, and you're going to win the most games.
Doesn't make any difference.
Just like Brett Favre. You play as long as Brett Favre, you're going to win the most games.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Joe Paterno, right? What are they doing in the Big Ten right now? They're doing pretty good. They gave Illinois all day to win that game, and they couldn't do it. It's very, very special, Tom, for Joe Paterno, because his father used to own Eddie Robinson's father. So there's a big connection there.
That's wrong.
Well, it's not wrong. It's a joke about their age.
And it's wrong. You should not be making fun of old people like that.
Why shouldn't I make fun of old people? What are they going to do? They don't even know how to work this. They're clapping it on the side.
The wireless isn't running right. What is this? They keep saying the F word.
Where's the dial? I got to turn this.
Where is Eddie Cantor? It ain't football without Bronco Nagurski. I don't want to hear it if they ain't talking about Bronco Nagurski.
Of course, now it's probably the old lady.
What are you listening to the porn on the radio?
All right, let's call Matt Millen. Actually, let me play this clip of Matt Millen.
This was on my favorite show, my favorite NFL football show, which is Playbook. It's about the only X's and O's show left on TV, and it's a smart one, even if they have Matt Millen doing it. I can't understand how he's doing this smart television show.
Yeah, listen to his amazing knowledge here.
I think if Chris Johnson can't get it going, I think this Tennessee team struggles. I'll take the upset and take the Colts this week.
Ooh, that's a little bit of a stretch. But having said that, I will say this, though, Sterling. The Colts' defense has been playing pretty solid up until the end of game.
What?
So
oh, really?
If they can maintain that, they have a shot. But just watching what you said, you know, Tennessee, you said, okay, when you started the season, they had great speed outside. They had great speed inside coming out of the backfield, get them in space, all those
Kenny
things. Kenny Britt goes down. So now they lose that big play threat.
Oh, and that's all it's going to take. So did the Saints score 62 points just at the end of the game?
I don't know, Tom. Maybe it's those last 58 minutes of a football game that they have a problem with.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So what?
You know what? On that show, as soon as they start talking, the music starts going. And I noticed this week, I was watching Monday Night Football, you know, while the phone's ringing here. The music, when they start talking about a play, the music is so ridiculous. It's like they got 10-year-olds doing the production.
Right.
Outrageous.
Hello?
Matt Millen.
Hey.
Hey, it's John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh, it's my old pals. I thought you guys forgot about me.
No, how are you?
Hey, you know, I'm doing pretty good. I'm working for the NFL Network. Can you believe that?
Yeah, the NFL Network. How'd you get that job?
I have no idea. I really don't. I got no idea. They called me up one day and they said, hey, you want to come on here and talk about football? And I said, you sure you got the right number?
Yeah, were you surprised?
I was very surprised. I was very shocked. I don't believe it. To this day, I keep pinching myself. But, hey, you know what? I got Joe Theismann there with me. And, you know, before the show, he's putting a jock strap on to talk about football on TV.
Wow.
Guy gets into it.
Well, we noticed you like to make picks there on NFL Network, so we thought we'd call you up and get some picks from you. So we just played the audio from you last week picking the, you were picking the Colts to beat the Titans.
Well, you know, everybody does something stupid every once in a while. I guess I'm not immune to that, eh?
Right.
Hey, you know, doing this job is the simplest thing I ever done in my life. All I got to do is walk over to a TV, right, and turn my back to the camera. And then I point at the TV, and all these circles and stuff, they show up on the TV. And then everything goes in slow motion. And then I say all kinds of stuff. It don't make no difference what I say, because then somebody dubs my voice in and makes it sound like I know what I'm talking about. See, I'll say something like, I'll walk over there, and the music will start, and they'll be playing all this bad rock and roll. And I'll say, look, something like, hey, over here we got circles on this guy. And that dude over there, he's got a circle on him, and they're going to go this way. And then you got this guy over here, and then I point over there, and then an X shows up, and I say, and he's like, he's Superman X, and he's coming in here. Zoom, he's going to come in here, and he's going to try to smack this dude upside down. Yeah, you can't block me, evil tight end. Oh, and the tight end's just like, oh, crap, here he comes. And, you know, up there in the booth, the producer, he feeds my commentating through the machine, and it comes out like I'm talking about football. You got the block on the backside seal here, the running back kicks the hole on the B side. And it's real simple. All I got to do is remember to keep my head turned away from the camera.
How about that technology?
It's amazing. One time, I made a mistake one time. I turned my head a little bit, and you could tell I was eating a banana. But I don't think anybody noticed.
All right. Well, let's get to some picks for this week. What do you think's going to happen when Chicago goes to Philadelphia?
Wait a minute. Look, do you guys have a machine that's going to make whatever I say sound smart?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, then. All right, then. Hey. Well, what's the first game?
Chicago at Philadelphia.
Oh, hell. Geez, you're starting off with one easy. I don't need no machine for this one. This is easy. The Bears is coming off the bye week.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's coming off the bye week. And I read the other day that when Andy Reid is coming off a bye week, he's something like 56-2.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He's not coming off a bye week. He did that last week.
No, but the Bears is coming off the bye week.
Oh.
Right.
Well, what's...
You follow?
No.
You ain't following. No. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say the Eagles is going to win this one here, Chad.
All right. Next up, we have the Jets at Buffalo.
Oh, hell. Hey, jeez. Well, seriously. Turn the machine off. There ain't no need for it. Ready for this? This is going to be a good game. I'm going to tell you right now. The winner's going to take control of the AFC.
East.
Right, the East. The East Division, right. The AFC East. And I think the Jets just started to get things going last week there, Tom. They started to play their big wide receiver on that term work release. They got him up there making touchdown passes and whatnot. And they got Mark Sanchez. He finally woke up and figured out that he don't have to worry about no INS chasing after him. And he can relax and play football. And he started playing quarterback like he's supposed to. And the defense is making turnovers happen, you know. And they can run the football when they want to. And they stomped the living crap out of the goddamn San Diego Chargers. So, and plus... Day's coming off the bye week, and Andy Reid is something like 56-2 coming off the bye week, so they should be good and rested.
So who's going to win?
Oh, I'll take the Bills.
But why? You just You just said all these things about the Jets.
Yeah, but, you know, the Bills, they're pretty good too, right?
All right. How about the New York Giants at New England?
Oh, wait. Hang on. Don't tell me. The Giants?
Well, you tell me who's going to win.
Oh, come on. Come on. You know, look. I thought I knew.
So we just skipping that one then?
You tell me. All right, I'd say the Giants.
All right. The Giants are going to beat New England. Okay.
What? There's only two possible answers, so I got something like a 70-30 chance here. Please stand by for some technical difficulties here. Hey, I think we blew a fuse. Jesus Christ, dear.
Okay, so the Giants.
I guess. Is that what your final answer? You want to call a friend? Hey, we got one more game to do here.
All right, Matt, what about Baltimore at Pittsburgh?
Oh, the Colts should win that one pretty good. What? What? What I say?
Okay. Does that mean Baltimore? You're taking Baltimore?
The Colts, yeah. Give me the Colts.
Okay.
Burt Jones is going to have a couple of touchdown passes right to Roger Carr.
All right, Matt. Well, good luck to you. We'll be watching you on NFL Network.
Hey, cool. You know what? Next time when we're doing the playoff, you know, I think we're going to do some stuff on the 49ers game. I'll pretend that I'm talking about the 49ers game, but I'll really be saying hey to you guys. Yeah, you'll never know it. It'll sound like I'm talking about a toss sweep or something stupid like that.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. You guys be good.
Eagles, Bills, Giants, and Colts. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
He's something else, isn't he?
He's a piece of work.
He's a piece of Joe Paterno alumni.
Right.
He should be celebrating this week. He should. He should be very happy that that Joe Paterno is the all-time NCAA Division I football winner.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Is there any more adjectives I can use? It's stupendous. It is superific.
All right. Well, I got nothing left after that. So do you have any email?
Oh, yeah. Let me see. What do we got here? Let me see. All right. Let's see. We got Conroy. Conroy writes in and says, I would like to nominate Philip Rivers for best costume on Halloween. Put a star on his helmet, give him number 9, and he looked just like Romo.
See?
Fumbled snap? Are you kidding me? You guys rock. All right, so Conroy, that's pretty good. Now, what did you say, C? What do you mean, C?
Well, that's what I was saying last week. Philip Rivers threw 2 fourth-quarter picks in the Jets game, and they coughed that one up. We've watched him cough up playoff game after playoff game. But yet, every year, everybody talks about him like he's an elite quarterback, and a whole bunch of people pick the Chargers to win the Super Bowl, but they won't pick Dallas because Tony Romo chokes. But yet they're going to pick this guy, and all he ever does is choke.
All right, well, that brings us to our next email from our buddy Kevin in Sweden. Go Copperheads, the official Swedish football team of the Bankardoon Sports Hour.
Right.
All right, Kevin in Sweden writes in, can we please raise some money to buy Chris Carter a 40 of something so he can drink himself out of another job like he did in Philly? This guy makes Ditka sound coherent. I have no idea what he's talking about there, but I'll take his word for it because ESPN is unwatchable. As an Eagle fans, I'm loving you guys' collective misery. By the way, did Tom get that audio glitch taken care of? You know, the one where his voice gets all whiny when Romo's play is mentioned. We got to play the Swedish national anthem for that one. Kevin, if your team has a fight song, send it to us, please. I would love that.
Romo! All Romo!
All right, Richard in Indianapolis. Richard Burton checking in from Indianapolis. Tom, hey guys, Richard in Indianapolis here. I am sorry to hear that you don't like racing, which is obviously because you don't know enough about it. You know,
hold it. I don't dislike racing, and that's how you make it sound. I just don't. I'm not a big fan. I don't know it. I'm not into it. I don't know enough about it to talk about it.
Well, here's what you got to know, Tom. There's a motor in the car that has enough. All right. And they tune the motor up to the point where it can go as many RPMs as it can possibly go to push this weight of a car around a track.
Okay.
And there's a guy that sits in there and he turns left a lot.
All right.
Okay, Richard, of course, makes the mistake of thinking that we don't like racing because we obviously don't know enough about it. Well, you know what? It's a who gets to the end first?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a race. I know what a race is. I know that I can see a track. I can see cars racing around the track. I get it. But, you know, here's the thing. The one thing I've come to realize about, you know, like NASCAR is these teams and their cars, it's more about that. Almost than it is the driver themselves. And I know everybody, you know, there's fans. These drivers all have fans. And see, I'm not a gearhead. I don't know cars. I can barely change the oil on my own.
All right, let me tell you what. Kevin Harvick can bang my wife. I'm telling you what. Kevin Harvick can bang my wife. And when the kid comes out, I'm going to put his number right there on his forehead.
I know a very popular number in NASCAR is the number 3.
That's isn't that Petty's number?
Is that who's the one they call the? Is it the Annihilator?
The Devastator, the Annihilator, the Castrator. I don't know. I thought Richard Petty. No, Richard Petty was 43. So I do know something about racing. Richard Petty was 43.
I knew that.
Three was the one guy that turned right. That was Dale Earnhardt Jr. He turned right, and that was the end of him.
No, was that no?
Wasn't he 3 or was he 8? He was 8.
Yeah, no, 3 is still racing. And I know that like Jimmy Johnson has been the greatest racer of the last, you know, half a decade or whatever. Isn't he won the most points cups or whatever?
I don't know, but here, see, Richard says, maybe he can send us some weekly trivia about racing, such as this. Over 700 people have driven in the Indianapolis 500, but not one of them has been named Smith. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of interesting. Sounds to me like the people in Indianapolis. Sounds like discrimination to me, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, I mean, you know.
All right, anyway. So, I'm sorry, I just don't follow.
Yeah, who cares? Racing. Who gets to the end first? All right, so I'm sure we'll get some interesting trivia next week. All right, some guy writes in. Some guy says, when the Broncos win a game, it's all Tebow and his strong faith leading the sorry-ass Broncos. Did you do any Tebowing this week, Tom? Did you get down on your knee and put your arm on your fist on your forehead like Tim Tebow?
Yeah, and then I threw up.
Instead of planking, we could call this Tebowing now. We could have that, and it would be like a Greek Adonis, except you're not praying to Greek gods. Lord knows that the God doesn't like homos, and that's all the Greek gods were. All right, let's see. When the Broncos lose a game, despite Tebow being sacked 7 times, fumbling 3 times, 1 for a touchdown, and throwing a 100-yard pick 6, nothing was Tebow's fault because everyone else around him sucked and gave him no help. Yes, thank you, ESPN. P.S. F you, Mickey Mouse. Your children are going to die in a fire. Never, ever underestimate the reach of Mickey Mouse.
Right.
Remember, he got the draft reinstated. Okay, you don't be messing with Mickey Mouse there, some guy. Anyway, ESPN, of course, has to stick up for Tebow because ESPN is in bed with the NFL, and the NFL wants Tebow to succeed. Right?
Right.
All right, so there you go. There's our big conspiracy theory.
There you go.
But, you know, to be totally honest, all week long I've been reading about how nothing but about how the Tebow experiment is an embarrassing failure. But it's not his fault.
One game?
It's not his fault. Pat Bowlen has screwed that team up for the last 3 years.
Don't stop believing.
No. We will not have any of that right now. You think I'm not listening to the end of the show? You are crazy. I see all, know all, be all. We will not bring that up. My nephew had a bad game because I was too busy dealing with something else.
All right, God. Sorry about that. Won't happen again.
Yes, but see that it does not. I'm sure your children all have all their 5 fingers and toes.
John, are we going to let him just interrupt us all the time? He can't be dictating our show to us. I don't care who he thinks he is. You don't even believe in him, so what the hell?
I don't believe in it at all. As a matter of fact, as soon as you start talking about it, all I do is sit back and wonder what the hell kind of stuff you're smoking in the break.
You don't hear me talking to God?
I'm sorry, your eyes roll back in your head and everything gets a little hazy at that point.
You mean, wait a minute, that's not really happening? I'm just imagining this.
It feels like I have gas.
All right. Any more email?
I don't think so. Let's see. Oh, yes, here we go. We have Alan. Now, this is the one I mentioned earlier in the year, in the show there. So does Donovan McNabb's latest success make Rush Limbaugh correct? No one in the media will give that guy credit. Good job, ESPN, for firing a guy that said DMAC wasn't that great, and now you agree with him. Oops. Well, maybe they could fire themselves now and hire some people who aren't going to say the same thing everybody else does. John and Tom would be great on ESPN. Thank you. That's probably the truth.
Well, here's the thing. Now, this is what I will say in defense of ESPN. Nobody on ESPN said that Rush was wrong about what he said. It's just that he's not allowed to say it.
Right. And the other side of that coin is he wasn't talking about McNabb's ability. He was talking about the media's desire to prop him up, which none of us disagreed with.
Right.
Except for those that didn't hear anything beyond what he said about color.
But he was calling McNabb overrated in saying that the media overrates him because they desire a black quarterback to succeed.
Right, because it's an easy story to write.
Right.
Right. Not because of any social agenda, but because it makes their job easier.
Exactly.
But the thing is, it's like I alluded to a couple seconds ago, man. ESPN, how much of their money is tied up with the NFL? For them at that time, now that was how long ago? 6 years ago? 7 years ago?
Yeah.
At that time, they've just started to play into getting major NFL football games, their Monday night football game or Sunday night football at that time. They've got that. Their two-hour show is now the biggest prime or the pregame show. Their post-game show is the biggest thing. So they've got to play ball and look at them now.
Sure, they had to get rid of the TV show Playmakers.
You think they're going to say anything bad about the NFL now? Or you think they're going to say anything bad about the NCAA? Look how deep in bed they are with the NCAA.
I know.
So, you know, they've got to protect what they've got. So
sure.
Expect it. Sure. There you go. There you go. Right now, we're just going to put on our blue sweaters, and that's going to be the end of that. We're heading for make-believe land.
No, but, you know, that's the thing. Rush Limbaugh on Disney, you've got to know better than to say things that are going to be construed as controversial, no matter what the point is being correct or not.
ESPN is full of motherfucking damn shit.
Right.
The motherfucking kiss my left nut. They can kiss my right nut. They can kiss my damn butt cheek. Matter of fact, they can get up in my ass, motherfucker. Don't come out until I shit them out.
Right.
They can lick balls and die.
Power to the peoples. Tell me about it, Mr. Tar Heel.
ESPN, stand behind my motherfucking nuts.
Yes. And you know, Thanksgiving's coming, Tom. We're going to have to, because people are starving for Tar Heel. We do have the Thanksgiving story as related to us by Tar Heel.
Yes, we do.
We do have that.
Yes.
So that's the thing, Alan. Yeah, you know, Limbaugh was correct, but he was correct even back then before Limbaugh or before McNabb added himself like this. We all knew he was overrated.
Right.
We all knew it. Yep. That's why he never won anything. Yep. So, but it's just a matter of what you can say and when you can say it. And that's all I got, Tom.
All right, bcrh-forums.net for the message board.
Yeah, Bang Cartoon Radio Hour on Facebook. And there was something I was going to mention. Oh, yeah, man, this is a good website that I found this week. Guy on one of my favorite message boards, Streamskins, posted me up this thing. And as soon as, of course, my internet doesn't want to cooperate and bring me up this link right away, but it's NFL-injury-report.com. NFL-injury-report.com. Dude, this is nice, man. He takes all the tweets from the insiders, all the ones that are getting the news first, and he compiles them all and puts them out right as they come. So the injury report stays as up to date as you can possibly find it.
There you go. All right. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Wrestling ball. If your motherfucking cocksucking ass is sitting out here, yo, I got a special news for you right here. Kiss my motherfucking black ass and tell me what flavor it is, motherfucker, because it's the Black House now, bitch. The Black House.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons. BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist.
I don't care if I'm the mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Bang,